Blog Talk Radio.
Black?
Oh, yes, oops. I can hear you. There we go.
Oh, good thing I didn't say any bad things about Blog Talk Radio yet. Oh.
yet. So that's going to say that you're probably going to say something negative about it.
Oh, yes. Yeah. Oh, well, welcome to a Thursday edition of the Absolute Truth Show right here on Blog Talk Radio. I am your host with the most, the upset King of King himself. I am the Hot Rod. And on the phone lines, I have the one, the only,
Sean Black in the building once again as we do episode number 179. How about that?
You're absolutely right. And I'd like to thank our listeners around the world. It seems like we are getting more and more listeners around the world than the United States itself sometimes. I'd like to thank Israel, as always, India, Norway, Sweden, Russia Federation. Is like, wow.
Hmm.
Yeah. And show you once again. I'll show you that once again that America got too many stories and the rest of the world need to listen how funny this country is, you know.
Yeah, exactly. The good thing is that we've spread the show out as much as, I mean, we're on the internet, so doing this podcast we get a big reach. So we, like you just said it, I'd like to thank everybody else out there that listened, that's made the show as good as it is and continues to grow. So thank you. And for those that continue to listen, keep listening. So thanks.
Of course. And as always, the number to call is 347-989-8402. The number once again is 347-989-8402. We have a very short show, a lot to talk about. So Sean Black, are you ready to piss some people off?
No. But I'll do it.
Oh, okay. All right. Damn, somebody's in the mood already. You're in such a mood, Sean Black. I know it was you that went to Hollywood, California, went to the Hollywood Walk of Stars and took a pick axle and chopped Donald Trump's star away. I know it was you.
It wouldn't have been me. It was probably K-Dog that did it. We all know.
It would be more believable if you said it was K-Dog,
right?
I know, right? He probably flew down there, flew right back. Reason why I brought this up, because yesterday on the news, I brought this up to Sean Black, how a man went over to, like I said, the Hollywood Walk of Stars and took a pickaxe and basically chopped away the star of Donald Trump. To me, I like to say that's wrong. Of course, the reaction, of course, the Trump supporters and the anti-Trump supporters have a lot to say about it, how it's wrong. Sean Black, as an anti-Trump supporter, do you think this was a good thing? Be honest.
I'm honest? Of course not. It doesn't make any sense to. I can understand why people would do it, but you're still defacing public property, so I don't condone that at all. Now, the other thing that happened was not only was the pickaxe taken to it, there have been instances. This isn't the first time that President Trump's star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame has been defaced. And you remember shortly after he won the presidency, somebody destroyed it. I don't know if it was with a hammer or if it was a mallet, and dug out the name and graffitied all over. It's the same thing that was done to Bill Cosby's Walk of Fame star, that somebody put graffiti on it. The other thing we hear about people doing is people stomping on it, people urinating on it, people spitting on the star. So it goes to show you there are a lot of people that are not Donald Trump fans, and they're protesting in their way, which is the wrong way, which is defacing public property. I do not condone that at all.
Wow. I am honestly shocked by this. By the same time, not too shocked.
I'm fair. I'm fair and down the middle on this kind of thing. If you're wrong, you're wrong.
No, I believe that. And it's funny that you mentioned the person that did it before was the same person who bailed the second person out of jail yesterday. Do you find that ironic?
Oh, my goodness. You can't write these. You can't make these things up. And
so
they go figure.
I bail you out for doing the same job that I did 2 years ago.
Yeah.
But, like, I agree with Sean Black. Like, once again, what is your support on that? I understand there's a lot of frustration going on in this country and maybe around the world about Donald Trump between the supporters and anti-supporters. And Sean Black, no, personally, that I'm going through a lot of it at my job almost every day.
Yes.
But to go out there, I'm like, what George Lopez did a couple months ago when he pretended that he urinated on it, but it was really water. Yes, that was funny. But I think that also sent out the wrong message. Because like you say, Sean, he's not the only one that did that. Everybody is going over there and spit on it. And the crazy part about that, about this is, when a person came over and asked the thing, this is, like I said, this happened on the Hollywood Walk of Fame. Hollywood is just like Times Square. There's people all over the place. So you telling me, Sean Black, that a man got out of his car, not like he used a jackhammer, to do the job in 3 seconds.
Yeah.
He pick for maybe 5, 10, 15 minutes, and nobody called the cops, or no one said anything, and no one trying to stop the guy?
No, of
course. Do you find that? You know, not like there was nobody around. There was people walking the streets.
Yes. I guess the story should be classified as fake news, I guess, huh?
And do you think Donald Trump care about this? No.
I think Donald Trump has a lot other more important things to worry about than his star being defaced. But knowing that the egomaniacal person that he is, I wouldn't be surprised if he's aware of it.
Well, you know what? Talking about someone who probably defaced the sidewalk, I have the corporate right now, once I get to him. We all know who he is. Well, I just find that sad overall, like, hate does not counter hate, you know. Despite all the hate messages that Trump has said, to have this going on, I'm like, come on, guys. We got to do better than this. If people want to send out a message, it's like we discussed it and Cato said it the best long time ago, vote. Change the people that's in the House right now. That's the best way to send out a message to Trump, I believe.
And I've been saying this for the longest time, that is as hokey as it may sound, and as many people continue to look at it and say, voting doesn't matter, if even half of the people that did not vote last election did vote, Trump probably would not be in office, especially since he lost the popular vote. And that was with having won all of the electoral votes that he needed. So imagine if half of those people that did not vote that were able to vote in other places would have gotten those electoral votes, Trump might not have won. So it shows you how important just a few votes actually make when people don't really think that their vote act doesn't matter.
Okay, I'll go on to the next topic. When K-Dog, when this Blog Talk Radio decides to let you go on, I'll go back to you, K-Dog. I apologize. Last week we heard pop singer / actress Demi Lovato was in the hospital for overdosing on drugs. Normally I don't talk about these type of things because, you know, this is nothing new. Another celebrity using drugs. Right, Sean? Nothing new. This happened all the time.
Yes. Unfortunately.
But, of course, you know, she'd be fighting this battle for a very long time. And not like she have not addressed it. She's singing about it and everything. Do you think, you know, you hear about these stories all the time, Michael Jackson, sport athletes. Do you think more money equal to more problems, as that song by Biggie Smalls years ago?
I think if you're not grounded in where you are when you make the money, all it's going to do is give you more of a chance. See, I liken it to the kid who has his own way. There is something along the lines of, I'll give you this small example. Prince George, who is the son of Prince Harry's brother, he has not been told that he will eventually be the King of England. He will be the next in line to be king. The reason is because you don't want that person's mentality to be changed, because as you want him to be a healthy kid, he's going to have his own mindset, and he'll probably change the way he's raised and the way his outlook's on life. Well, I'm going to be the king. That's what's going to happen to me. You don't want that to change for a lot of people if you tell them ahead of time. So if somebody actually comes from money and they grow up and they already have a proclivity to maybe get into drugs, get into anything else, you're going to have much more of an identity that's going to go towards that same overindulgence. So if you already have that in you, money is just going to give you the opportunity to buy more toys, as opposed to actually knowing what it's like to not have them and earn your way through it without going in the other route. That's a hard sell for a lot of people.
Yeah, I agree, unfortunately. That's two for two. Wow, there's something wrong with this picture.
Oh, yeah. You know. It's going to be like this all show. I have a feeling. I'm on a roll.
No, don't push it too far now. Isn't okay. That, you know, celebrities, you know, they have a love. You like to say they have a love, rough life. I'm like, wait a minute, you have all this money, you have a mansion, you have all this, but they keep up with the status quo. They keep it up with fan base, stalkers, assistants, people probably robbing you. That's a lot of pressure for one person to handle.
Yes.
So for Demi Lovato, who knows what demons she's battling right now?
And she was battling addiction for about 6 or so years, and she just recently released a song called Sober. And there are lyrics in that song that states she's off the wagon, which people wondered what those lyrics were based on her history. But I guess it tells you that she was in the song probably in a dark place and realized, I'm no longer sober, per se. I'm off the wagon. I'm using again. And maybe looking for help in the song. So, you know, she's just as human as anyone else. If you have an issue, money is just going to make it worse.
I think that's why I'm aiming at, because you have money, you think you could buy your way, you think you could buy your answers, you could buy your help, but sometimes that's not the way. Sometimes, like they say, money is the root of all evil. Maybe that could be part of the problem she could be going through.
Exactly. Just like the Beatles song, Money Can't Buy You Love. I mean, to some people, it depends on what you consider love and what you consider money, what money will do for you. And depending on how you use it and what your mental state is going in, it can be used for good, as you were stating, or it can be used for evil. Unfortunately, she's using it in a way that she might feel empty and hurt, and hopefully she'll get through all of this.
All right, before I go to the other topic right now, we have to argue with K-Dog right now. K-Dog?
Hey, what's up, y'all? How y'all doing? How's it going?
Hello.
Yeah,
thank you for coming back from Hollywood. So how did it feel to be defacing Trump's star on the ground?
Listen, what I'm about to say is going to shock everybody. Defacing his star on the Walk of Fame is defacing public property. Now, I don't like the guy myself, but the person who did that, I mean, come on, what is that going to prove? Is that going to prove anything? No, it's not going to prove it. It's not going to prove nothing. It's not going to change anything. My suggestion to the people who feel that way, who want to make noise, here's what you do. You go somewhere. You go to one of those public places, like the post office, or for those of us who live in the DMV area, you go ahead and you register to vote. You want someone out of office, you vote. Defacing public property is not going to solve anything because he's in office. You think he cares that they broke his star? No. It's going to give him another reason to write stupid things on Twitter. So you see, what is that going to solve? You can't change nothing by doing that. It's making a problem for yourself. Because if the cops catch you doing that, you could get arrested.
Well, he was arrested, even though he's out on bail, but he was arrested.
But still, the stupid idiot, yeah, that's what he did. Even though some people, and you know what, I'm sick and tired of it. Oh, the voting system don't work. Listen, screw that. You go ahead and you vote, because when you vote, you make a difference. When you vote, you have a voice.
And if you don't vote, you have no say-so in
exactly.
what happened in the decision-making that goes on. So if the candidate that you didn't like got in,
one,
you didn't vote, you have no say.
Exactly. And like I said it before, and I say it again, you didn't vote. You're sitting there protesting. You're sitting there making noise. Here's my solution. Sit down and shut up, because the time that you could have done something, your vote does count. But you're sitting around making excuses. No. This is America. You got to vote.
And ladies and gentlemen, on July 26th, maybe for the first time on the Absolute Truth Show, three people on the panel agree on a topic. Go figure.
Make
go
history.
Go figure.
Well, it is a full moon outside, so maybe that has something
to
do with
it. Full moon,
the celestial eyes are lining up. Who knows?
Have you ever danced with a devil under the pale moonlight?
Okay, on to the next topic right now.
All right, let's go to the next topic. And that's Demi Lovato. Keep your head up, baby girl. You gotta, you need help. Seriously.
Okay, before I go to the next topic, how do you think she should go seek help? With
rehab.
Her status and her money.
Because
she's
you know what
rehab.
It is?
She was sober
like
for
this.
6 years.
What's
she
was sober
step?
For 6 years, and she fell off the wagon. This is the thing about the Hollywood lifestyle, and we've seen this tragic story happen with many actresses for many years, where we've seen actresses who've had some serious problems and were crying out for help, but they couldn't get the help that they needed, and unfortunately, some of these actresses ended up taking their own lives, or they ended up with an accidental overdose. You heard so-and-so, they found them dead. You know, young actresses and stuff. This is a tragedy that we should avoid in 2018.
Okay.
And it's that, you know, someone of her talent, and, you know, I mean, this is a girl who is crying out for help. She really needs the help.
Okay. Now, on to Florida, aka the messed up state. We
mm-hmm.
all know how much we love Florida. At the same time, it's a very crazy state. And they have a law called Stand Your Ground. Stand Your Ground law. So, Sean Bragg,
mm-hmm.
I know you love to tell stories. Why are we going to talk about this topic? What happened?
Well, we're going to talk about this story because of something that happened just last Thursday, where there was an incident that happened in Clearwater, Florida, where a man and his girlfriend, along with his son, were parked in a handicapped parking space. And the man's name is Marquise McLaughlin. His girlfriend, Brittany Jones, was driving the car. She parked the car in a handicapped parking space. A person by the name of Michael Draker, who is, I don't know, he took umbrage with him parking in, being parked in that parking space, got out of his car to confront the driver. He gets out of his car. They get into an argument. McLaughlin gets out of his car. They get into a shouting match. McLaughlin shoves Draker to the ground. After the shove, he takes two steps back, turns around. Draker, who actually has a concealed carry permit, which is legal in Florida, took out his gun while he was on the ground and shot him in the chest, in which later McLaughlin passed away. Now, the reason why we bring this up is because under the law of Stand Your Ground, which we've talked about before, we remember we all know about the Gary Zimmerman instance, if you have a carry conceal permit, you can carry a gun and use lethal force if it is so deemed that your life is what you feel in danger. Now, the other case that happened like this happened in 2014, where another incident happened where a man by the name of Curtis Reeves in a movie theater told somebody who had their phone on in the movie theater to turn off their phone.
Mm-hmm.
He ended up getting into an argument with the guy. The guy threw his popcorn at him, and because of that aggression, the person then took out his gun and shot the person that threw the popcorn at him. This case is going to go to trial next year after the person that used the gun is trying to get immunity so he can be free of being, so he can be absolved of the crimes. But the problem here is this. The Stand Your Ground incident, these laws, which are in place in 27 different states. The Florida version has been around since 2005. The issue is immunity for most people that use these guns usually means immunity from conviction and arrest. And that's the main issue with this entire law, because too many people are hiding behind using the gun and being absolved of responsibility based on the excuse that I'm using it as self-defense. I'll throw it out to you guys. What do you think is happening with this?
You know what? No, you guys are not going to like my answer, but I give it to K-Dawg first, then I piss you guys off.
Man, with this whole thing with Stand Your Ground thing, I mean, it's been, it's like, it's a green light for people to commit such heinous crimes, and I do call them crimes because, you know, when you shoot someone down, that is committing a murder. We've seen this happen with, in 2012, of course, with George Zimmerman and Trayvon Martin, and it's like, oh, you know, you got to stand your ground, but yeah,
it's hard to believe it's been 6 years already, isn't it?
Yeah, it's been 6 years. And I will say this. Time and time again, we hear about these things going on, especially in the state of Florida. And now, if the person is unarmed, why is it that you feel the need to pull out a gun and shoot the person? It doesn't make any sense, and it doesn't make you better. Because here's my personal opinion about it. It makes you a coward.
Okay. Yeah, that's true. Coward, I see as that. When I saw the footage and I read the story, I'm trying to see, you know me, guys. I like to see for more three sides of what happened.
Right.
And my gut feeling told me right away the old man who shot the guy, the father, was a little bit right. The law, I agree, the law is stupid, and people take advantage of the law. And the law should be adjusted. That is guaranteed, because people work on fear too many times to shoot. Like the shooting that happened in the movie theater, that was beyond outrage. But picture this. Like Sean said, the woman parked in the handicap zone while the father and son went to the store. There was a confrontation going on between the old man and the lady. Why is she parked in the handicap zone? You know, that's a whole different story. So the father came out the store, see something going on. And think about it. If I come up to you guys and push you to the ground, will you be – I'm not saying, Sean, I'm not saying this is right or this is wrong. I'm talking about emotions and you're in the heat of the moment. If someone pushes you in the ground, will you be upset and knowing that you have a weapon? And we discuss this all the time on the show. How when people have guns, they believe they have power, they're above the law. Knowing that you have law on your side, and you know what? You never know, especially us New Yorkers. You never know who's carrying what these days. Will you take your chance with someone like that push you to the ground, and right now you have a fear, with, once again, fear between white person and black person these days, with all this craziness that's going on.
I'm glad you brought that dynamic up also, because we didn't even bring that part into it.
You know, it's like all those things is happening at the same time. I'm not condoning the violence. You know me, guys. I would never say that. But I'm trying to stand it and see two different type point of view. If a man argued with my woman, of course you jump in. But did a man have a right to push into the ground first? Answer that question first before you get into the story, Sean Black.
No.
Okay. Perfectly.
It shouldn't
clear.
Have even gone that far.
It shouldn't have gone that far. I'm not saying the retaliation was correct of the old man to put out the gun. But you get pushed to the ground, you're gonna be upset. And now these days, people, you see with these kids all the time, they don't fight no more. Now they just take out the guns and shoot.
Exactly.
You know?
Or they come to you in numbers and try to beat you up.
You know.
No, and do beat you up, I mean.
And that just, and beat you up, but that's society today, you know. So you have an old man on the ground, getting pushed by, I'm just saying, like a big black guy, you're fearful for your life, you know. So the woman had parked in the car, in her mind, listen, I'm only in the handicap zone for a few minutes, what's no harm? Technically speaking, all she had to do was pull her car out, because technically speaking, he had the right to park there if he has a permit. It's against the law to park there without a permit. And so it's like little stuff like that is messed up, but it happened, unfortunately, especially for a child. So, you know, that kid's traumatized for life. So that's what I'm saying. I'm with the old man a little bit first, especially when you know that, yes, a stupid law like that to back you up. So this is like a no-win situation right now for the family that lost their father, unfortunately. Well, go ahead, Sean.
I was told a long time ago that if you have a gun, I had a friend of mine who passed away a long, long time ago, who used to be a cop. He was always told, if you're going to pull out a gun, be prepared to use it. There's no reason to have a gun if you're just going to walk around and flash it around. Now, in Florida and many other states that I just stated before, there's a concealed carry law where as long as you have a permit and this stand your ground law protects you, you can do that. But see, here's the issue. One, the argument should have never gotten that far. So we're past that part already. We've already established that. The second part of it is, what happens when it has gotten past that point? Now, black person, and this, as we've shown over the last few months and months and months, of this fear that a lot of white people have about the quote-unquote big black man who may do something to me, the only recourse that I have is to kill him or at least shoot at him, even if he pulled the gun out. If he was just saying, I have a gun, or at least let him know, I've got a gun, back away. This could have been avoided. But it wasn't.
Yeah, but, okay, but Sean,
right, it could
you
have
a gun,
because...
guess what? You have a gun. Kato, you have a gun. Guess what? I have a gun, too. So when we have a shootout, you don't know who's carrying what these days.
Exactly.
That's the reason why I said it shouldn't have gotten to this point.
I could agree with what both of you are saying, because you know what? Listen, these days, it's a totally different type of battle. Because for me personally, you know, when we've seen people get into confrontations, it's not like it's the same way like someone's gonna do a fisticuffs, like the two of us are gonna get into a fistfight. These days, it's about this. I have a gun, I'm going to use it. Now, what's going to happen? How is it going to look when I shoot you and you don't even have a gun? How do you think that's going to make me look?
Well,
think about it.
But it's called self-defense, K-Dog. That's what the guy uses, self-defense. He felt fear for his life. He was fear. And he's white. He got that white privilege already. You know,
but
on his hand.
Here's the crazy part about that self-defense argument. As I stated before, if anyone has seen the video looks, after he shoves the guy down to the ground, he starts to walk away. So, if you're the guy on the ground, not saying you want to continue to escalate the situation, you're on your butt already. You're probably humiliated after what happened. Instead of this getting any further, because like we said before, we don't know who knows who. You don't know who is with this person in his car. And as we've just established, he had his son there, a five-year-old, who now is going to grow up without his father because this situation got to where it went. Now, at the same time, we don't know if this could have been squashed at a certain point, what the mentality is was going in with the guy that did the shooting. We don't know what the mentality, we to some degree know what the mentality is of the guy that did the pushing, because he's seemingly defending his girlfriend and his son as far as what are you rolling up on our car for arguing over this nonsense. We don't know what the words were because there was no sound involved that we know of from the video. So who knows what was said. But still, the problem is the mentality of people that know that they have the law, as you stated, Hot Rod. The law is backing you up to be able to absolve you of basically killing someone and using it as an excuse. excuse to go ahead and do that and absolve you of any consequence. And as long as that rule is on the books, there are a lot of people that are going to that should be afraid of confrontation because they do not know what's going to be the next step. And these kinds of instances happen way too often. I already gave you one instance before. We already know about the Trayvon Martin issue, and this issue is just the latest. There are 27 states that have this kind of law on the books. And if they don't revise these laws, we're going to hear more and more about things like this.
Well,
and the crazy part about it
you
is
know what?
You hear a lot of it happening to victims that are African-American. You don't necessarily hear about a white person versus a white person. And that's
that we heard of.
But listen to this. But listen to this. There was a case a few years ago around the time that the Trayvon Martin case happened, but this was a woman, a black woman, who had an order of protection against her abusive husband. Now, mind you, the husband came to the house, and there was a confrontation in which she did pull out a gun, but she didn't shoot at him. She shot in the air to scare him off. What do you know? That woman ended up getting arrested and was, I think at the time, was about to face 20 years in jail.
Yes, I remember that story.
I remember that case. I think we might have talked about that case when it happened.
Yeah.
So we can acknowledge that rule is not for everybody. That law is not for everybody. But overall, guys, and like I told Sean Black yesterday, imagine New York if we had a stand your ground law.
Oh my goodness.
We would have purge right now. A purge easily.
We would.
Because
especially now with all this calling the cops on a black person case, please, we would have a purge.
And,
we would have
a lot
of things going on.
So imagine this, guys. You guys are white, decide to call the cops on me. And I'm fearful for my life. Now, will you call the cops for whatever super reason? Am I wrong to put a gun out on you and shoot your ass? Because I'm in fear for my life because you call the cops now? And you know the cops won't kill my ass?
The problem with that is the definition of what is self-defense. Because that's the whole entire, that's the part that has to be defined when we're talking about stand your ground. What constitutes, in the eyes of the law, self-defense? Because you can easily go ahead and say that, oh, well, he screamed at me, and him screaming at me means he's going to try, and I interpreted that as a fear of my life. I didn't know what he was going to do. Something happened. He looked at me and screamed at me, and then took two steps, and he was menacing. So I have to shoot him just to defend myself. What constitutes self-defense?
Before I go to Brother B, it's like me saying the old man that was on the floor, you say that the other guy turned around. How do I know that guy that pushed me to the ground ain't going back to the car to go get his gun after me? You don't know that.
Exactly.
With all the emotions that's going on right now. Well, Brother B, please don't shoot my black ass. How you talking,
man?
Greetings, salutations. What's up, y'all? What's going on?
Greetings and salutations.
What is your intake about the stand your ground law in Florida and the shooting that took place in the parking lot? I'm starting with the old man.
It's bullshit and it's bias. The thing is this. What about the case about a year or 2 years ago where the lady was feeling threatened by her husband or something like that and she just shot off a round? Now, the thing is, she wasn't supposed to shoot a round off
into
the air.
That.
She
wasn't supposed to do that. Because that's considered, in the eyes of the law, that's considered reckless. So what she did, she had to get charged for that. But if we want to talk specifically about that case, first of all, when he walked up to the car to do the job of a cop, which he wasn't, he walked up to a woman sitting in the car in a handicapped spot. He wasn't feeling threatened then. He wasn't feeling threatened when she got out the car and she got in his face. He wasn't feeling threatened then. He only felt threatened when he saw this big dude, no matter the color, come out and just push him to the ground because he was defending his woman. First of all, the reason why it's bullshit and the cops made a bad call because he was the agitator. He claimed. He claimed. He claimed he saw it. His life. He felt his life was in danger because, you know, he got pushed to the ground. But why did you get pushed to the ground? Because you were technically, he was basically assaulting her. There was no reason for him to do what he did. But he just listen. It may be different there, but you can't. Their laws are different compared to New York. You couldn't pull that. But see, simple and plain. The family can sue because he was the reason why everything started. He was the reason. He was the catalyst.
But I guess the law, you should not park in a handicapped zone.
He's not, just like George Zimmerman, you're not a law enforcement official. No one, you're not supposed to be, listen, even if you want to make a citizen's arrest, that's in certain situations. You cannot, and trust me, I've done the reading, I do the classes, all that. You can't just go do the job of a cop if you're not a cop. It's not your job. Unless there's a serious situation going on and you want to go help. But even still, that whole citizen's arrest thing is very sketchy.
True, but Brother B, you're a big man. If I'm arguing with your lady and you come over and push me to the ground, I will feel my life is threatened, especially when you're black and I'm white.
Yeah, but okay.
But we don't have this fear.
But like I said, were you scared when you walked up to the car and you saw her by herself? See, if I was a lawyer, I'd eat your ass up. Because my whole thing is this. What made you think that it was okay for you to approach her vehicle over a parking spot? Are you a cop? No. So what made you think it was okay for you to approach her and put her in fear?
If anything, if him walking to the car... for that whole entire instance of saying, well, stand your ground, what if the shoe was on the other foot?
He had no ground to stand on.
He had the gun. And he walks up to her and starts cursing around, you're in the wrong, blah, 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 et cetera. And she can misconstrue that as, this guy's threatening, banging on my car, telling me such and such and such. And she rolls down the window and shoots him, if that was the case.
Well, she would have been in her right. On that stand your ground law,
based on the
exactly.
law, she would have been in her rights. So this is what makes this law frivolous, depending on who the perspective of who's the aggressor and what you consider self-defense. And that's
exactly.
a shady line that we're walking on. And it's crazy that we're going through this now because this continues to happen, and as I stated before, of the cases that we've seen over the news and in the media, the victims seem to overwhelmingly be minorities.
Of course.
What happened? I'm just saying, I'm not defending anything. What happened to the old man? They asked the lady to move, and this time the lady had cursed him out, which led to the confrontation between the driver and old man. Who's right?
Well,
let me ask you
something. Was he handicapped?
I don't think he was handicapped.
That's the reason why he came to
did
the car
he need
in the
that
first
spot.
Maybe if he had the permit, he's entitled.
Wait a minute, but
that's
see that's the thing.
If he had the permit,
if that was the case, then still, he wasn't within his legal right to approach her aggressively.
So you're asking if the person that did the shooting was handicapped in getting out to ask. I don't think he was. No.
So what was he doing?
We really don't know that. Maybe he had a permit. Maybe he's handicapped in different ways. You don't need to be crippled to be handicapped.
It would have been brought up in the story if that was the case.
Because something like that would
have proven something.
True. But, Sean, we don't know the whole story due to the media. We just go by what we've seen and read.
What we saw was, first of all, there was no threat. He pushed him to the ground, and he backed away. He did not approach. He did not lunge. There was no threat at all. There was no inclination anywhere that the big back man was going to jump on him after he was on the floor. So technically, legally, he turned away from him before the gun came out. He
already started to turn his shoulder. Basically, it looked like he was going to walk back to the car. Just as that happened is when the guy pulled the gun. And even
and
in that being the case, he pulls out the gun. That could have been it right there. But as I just stated, if you're pulling out
a
gun,
shoot him.
That means
he
you are prepared to use it.
To shoot.
It's
of course.
I agree 100%. I agree 100% with Sean Black. He came outside with intentions. Listen, unless what's the purpose of you wearing a gun to just, like I said, he's not a cop. But what's the purpose of just walking out the house wearing a gun if you're not going to work? Why are you just wearing your gun? He was looking for some type of confrontation. He found it. Actually, he started it, and he shot. He did not have to shoot that guy. The guy was walking, getting ready to turn his back to him. There was no threat at all.
You know what?
That's why the cops made
a
bad call.
You know what? It'd be crazy if they go through his background and they say the old man is a Trump supporter. Oh, God. Oh, hell is going to break loose.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, boy. I'm just saying. You know, he's a Trump supporter. And so, or KKK. No, KKK. Think about it. Imagine if they go through his background and these things come up. Well, that would add more fire, more fuel to the fire.
Yeah.
You know.
But I think the bottom line, the underlying part of the story is that overwhelmingly these things happen, and the reason why you hear a lot of these stand-your-ground cases happen is because in a lot of the instances that we've heard, the person that has done the shooting is doing it for fear of an attack happening to them that seems to be overwhelming a minority over somebody that is white. Now, I'm not saying that
exactly.
That's 100% correct with
yes.
every case. All of the ones that we have seen through the news, through the media, what we've heard and talked about. But that's usually the overarching story involved in these cases. And a lot of times, as we stated before, because of this law, the people that do the shooting usually are exonerated to some degree. And you are immune from being convicted and in a lot of instances immune from being arrested. And that is the part of this law that has to change. The case that I talked to you about that happened in 2014 with the movie theater thing, the person that did the shooting in the movie theater was trying to actually get immunity in the case, but the immunity was actually denied. So that's the reason why it's heading to trial next year. So there's that.
Okay. Well, before we sign off, Tisha, for next week's show, Tisha brought up a question. She wanted me to ask you guys something to think about for next week. But this past Monday, we did talk about why women can't, you know, when they find a good man, they cannot keep a good man or that type of stuff. And we all agree most of the time they cannot be satisfied or they're always picky. Tisha wants to know is the opposite. Why when a man finds a good woman, he treats her bad or decide not to keep her, then complain about it. Think about that, guys. It does happen. Sean does it to me every time, for example.
Well, I guess it's because Hot Rod really is a woman. I don't know.
What? I have my moments. But you know what? I just know when we talk about relationships, it's like one of the most complicated things that's going on today, besides all the other problems in the world.
You know why?
My thing is this. If you can't have a relationship with yourself, you can't have a relationship with anybody else.
Exactly.
And that's that. Everybody's so busy trying to find out who everybody else is, but the thing is, who are you?
Yeah.
Well, do you have time to figure out who you are?
That's why you have to take the time.
Put it like
that's why you have to take your time.
From relationship to relationship.
If you spend
exactly.
all your time looking for a soulmate, but you have no soul yourself, then you're just wasting time.
And I've said this a million times. Listen. If you don't love yourself, don't ask anybody to love you.
Well,
that's plain and simple.
But if you don't love yourself, how could you know? How could you properly know how to love someone else?
Exactly, you can't love
yeah.
no one else.
But like I tell you guys, I love myself every weekend in the bathroom. You know, so I know how to love myself already.
Oh boy, that's not
no,
loving.
So,
that's just
no.
please and urge.
Oh, that's what it is. Well, I guess we got something to talk about.
Good grief.
I'm sorry, Sean Black. It happens. Well, I want to be K Dog Sean Black. Thank you for loving me. And next time I see Brother B in the streets, try not. When you see Brother B in the streets, don't push him. Don't. He might shoot you.
Nah, no, push me. No, push me, because I'm going to sue. I'm going to fall right on the ground, I'm going to scream, and I'm going to sue, because I'm getting paid, Jack.
There you
push
go.
Me, I'm getting paid.
That's right, you got to get paid, man. Got to get the cash, got to get the dough.
Damn, man, I ain't going to jail. 2018
lawsuits capital right there.
Yep,
cool,
that's right.
Yep. Guys, thank you so much. Have a good night, everyone. Have a good weekend.
Have a good
next
night.
Time.
Good night,
always,
y'all.
Was all yours.
A pleasure.
It was all yours.
Peace.
Sean, you need Jesus.
Peace.
Amen.
Goodness gracious.
And you need a drink.
Oh, my goodness.